let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Bumble and the Spider by Deborah Klein is a beautifully illustrated book that is fun to read, teaches the value of friendship, working together, and acceptance. Bumble and the Spider is about a young bumblebee who leaves his mother for the first time to venture out on his own. He flies to faraway places and meets some interesting characters along the way. The book has conflicts and resolutions that take readers to a heartfelt ending, a cute and entertaining story that keeps young readers wondering what will happen next. An effective story in teaching children what friendship truly means, accepting each other's differences, and learning to love them no matter what. Deborah has turned her hobby of writing into a published children's book. Bumblebee and the Spider has a 5-star Amazon rating featured at the Los Angeles Festival of Books. And author Deborah Klein is our guest on This Week in America. Deborah, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
What a delightful book you've written that on so many levels children can read. They can read to parents and grandparents. Grandparents and parents can read to them, and such a powerful message and themes throughout the book. Where did the idea come? What was the inspiration for writing Bumble and the Spider?
Well, I used to write different stories and play out different things with my children when they were younger. And one day I just had this idea and I'm like, So I played along with the children and I go, what about a bumblebee? Yeah. And then I visualized him like flying into the thorn bush and ripping his wing. And I'm like, well, what could possibly fix that? And we all know how the story goes, the spider web.
You know, that's so fascinating how that started as a story that you were sharing with your children. Once you decide, okay, I think I've got a story here. Now you have to make the decision, I'm going to write it and I'm going to get it published. What was that like, your decision process and the process of actually getting the book published?
Well, first of all, you have to get over yourself, your fear of rejection, your self-doubt, get out of your own way and just have fun with it. I told myself, I'm just going to go for it. My friends and family thought it was wonderful. And I go, you know what? I'm just going to conquer my fears. I'm going to go for it. And I think most of all, just have fun with it, because you never know what's going to happen.
Well, yes, and everybody has fun in reading it. And there's so many messages, themes that are in the book. The book is Bumble and the Spider by Deborah Klein. That's K-L-E-I-N, our guest on the program. You'll find it at Amazon and all of the usual places. Talk about the illustration part of it, because that's so important. And again, this book is so beautifully illustrated. Talk about that, because writing it is one thing. Get the illustrations to sort of complement the writing is something else. How challenging was that?
Well, I did not do the illustrations. I give credit to Page Publishing. They helped me a lot. I come up with the ideas, but I'm not an artist. So I came up with the ideas, and it's a long process. You know, you go, no, I like that. No, I don't like that. Yeah, I like that. And then I let my grandchildren help pick out the pictures that they love, because it has to, you know, children have to love it.
Well, yes. It has to be a book that captures the attention and pictures certainly to capture the attention of children. Interesting that this was a family affair and let the kids get involved in the process. What do you think are some of the strong elements, that the most important elements of telling a good story? What's important?
Well, you know, like I said, just have fun with it, be true to yourself, and pick out a couple people that you trust and have them read part of it, not all of it, part of it, have a little mystery. And I ask them this very serious question. Do you want to continue? Do you want to see what happens? And if they say yes, then I know that it has some substance, has some quality, it's fun, and they will want to continue to the end. So I just keep going.
Bumble and the Spider is Deborah's book. Deborah Klein, book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. It's a great book to share with the family. I think there's a message for everybody in there. As adults are reading it to children, there's something they can learn from the message in Bumble and the Spider as well. What other books are you working on? Are you working on something now?
Well, I am working on another children's book. It's called Little Irma. And it's very dear to my heart because I have a relative named that name. And it teaches a girl self-esteem and how to believe in herself. So hopefully that'll be out soon. And then I'd like to continue Bumble and the Spider. There is a few more characters and illustrations that I would have liked to add. And I go, well, you know what? We can just continue this moving on. Yes, yeah, it doesn't end with Bumble, the first book. Basically, I think it can continue with his adventures.
Yes, and I'm sure people who have read it will think this is great because Bumble can go on and teach more and entertain more. Bumble and the Spider is the name of the book. Deborah Klein, the author, is our guest on the program. How do you come up with ideas and characters? Explain that a little bit. You get the idea, then you got to get the characters to tell the story. What's that process like for you?
I just kind of observe people. We've all seen, I don't know, maybe couples that look like they don't belong together, or not getting too deep, maybe the person that's less fortunate living on the street or whatever. And you just go, I wonder what happened in their lives to bring them to this current situation, and just kind of observe people and wonder how they got that way. You know, people are very fascinating and everybody has a story and you just kind of wonder.
And it's amazing, and obviously you watch people, when you watch people and all this goes through your mind, what their story is, because you're right, everybody has a story. Everybody's got a story to tell. Everybody's got something positive that they can relate to other people, and you're able to capture that. You mentioned this a few minutes ago. I wanted to talk about this. There are probably a lot of people listening that are thinking, you know, I've got an idea. I've always wanted to try to write a book, and I just don't know how to go about it. Talk about that. And you talked about the sort of getting over your fear of rejection and just jumping in and do it. What information would you pass along to people, inspiration, to have them pursue that dream of writing a book?
Well, get over your fear of failure, your fear of rejection, get out of your own way. And the only thing I can tell you is just have fun with it. Because I think sometimes we put stuff on the shelf and we go, oh, what could have been, what would have been. I think that's even worse than not trying. Yes. So just try it and see what happens. You never know.
How rewarding is it to take this hobby and turn it into a published book? When you got your book, Bumble and the Spider, and you actually saw this beautifully illustrated, great message that you have, great entertainment value for young people, in your hand and your name's on it. What was that like when you saw the book for the first time?
Well, when I got my first copy delivered to my home, I was just like, did I do that? It's a good feeling. I would tell anybody, whether it's writing a book or pursuing a hobby or starting a new career, just do it. Just try it. Because you never know. It's a good feeling. Just believe in yourself. It's a very good feeling. And just get out of your own way.
I tried to summarize the book in the introduction. Talk a little bit about the moral, the themes I keep mentioning that I went through there. But talk about what you hope people will take away, parents and children, after they've read Bumble and the Spider.
Well, not trying to get too deep because it is a children's story. The illustrations are beautiful, so children that don't even know how to read yet will be able to follow along. And it's entertaining enough where adults will like to read it too, because we've all read stories to children and the adults are going, but it's entertaining enough for adults to be able to follow along. And in a subtle way, it teaches children, you can open up the conversation with them. It teaches children maybe to be more accepting and to not prejudge. And maybe you can start that conversation. It's a subtle way because it's, you know, for children, but you would be able to open up the conversation with children.
And a number of the reviews reflect that, talking about a great conversation started with kids and with grandkids. And that really does open the door, doesn't it, to some very important conversations. And it doesn't do it in a way where sit down, I'm going to tell you something that's a valuable life lesson. You do it in an entertaining way. And through this delightful story that you tell, you get the message across, the same message, but in a different, more believable way, more understandable way for the child.
Exactly. It has to do with not quite per se 100% bullying, but you know, kids get teased at school and then kids have a lower self-esteem and it kind of teaches them to go, I never thought about it that way. Maybe this person is really friendly. Maybe, you know, this person could be my friend if I just try and not to prejudge.
You know, it's interesting. I have such admiration for what you do and did in this book, Bumble and the Spider. Very important lessons that you break down in a way that's enlightening and entertaining at the same time for a child. You can't just sit them down and say, okay, I'm going to tell you this. You present it in the way that they read it, they understand it, and they can relate to it. How challenging is that? How many times did you have to go back and rewrite so that, okay, you weren't too wordy, you weren't too preachy, you were in an entertaining way getting this message across?
Well, it took me quite a while. I actually wrote this story many years ago when my own children were small, and I kind of put it away in a box. And after one of our many relocations, I came upon it, and I just went, you know, I can't put this away. Something told me, so I found the manuscript, and I go, I need to pursue this. So I polished it up. I rewrote it about like 4 different times and just went for it.
And I think that's another lesson to writers out there, to people who would like to be writers. When you get to that point, just do it, polish it up, and get it in the hands of people that could make your dream come true. When you go through that process, and now you get the book, you're looking at it, do you go back and go, I wish I would have done this differently? Are there things you would have done differently? And how do you know when the book is actually finished? You went through it several times to polish it up. How do you know that, okay, polishing is done, let's print this?
Well, you know, when you rewrite it a couple times and you go, you know what, I'm satisfied. I think this is good. And you always have your self-doubt. You go, I wish I would have added a couple more sentences. Or I wish I would have added another character. I wish I could have. It's like sometimes it just has to be like, this is it. I have put this away for too long. I'm just going to go for it. So you just have to do it. You just feel in your heart, and you can ask certain friends, people you trust, and I go, I think this is done now. I think this is good.
Well, and it is. It's touching people literally worldwide. Bumble and the Spider, Deborah Klein, our guest on the program. If you're Googling that, that's Klein. What's it like to read the reviews and get the feedback from family and friends, but people you don't know, probably never will know, that read the book and make a comment on Amazon or some of the other sites? What's that like when you get that feedback and it's positive?
Oh, it feels great. I've had cousins that I haven't talked to in years. They go, I didn't know you were an author. I go, I'm just starting out. I could use all your support. Please, please support me. And the most important is you need good reviews. You know, got to take the criticism too, if there's any, but you need the good reviews. You know, Amazon people give their comments, whatever, but that is very important. You need all the help you can get when you're starting out, but you just put one foot in front of the other and keep on going.
The book I mentioned, of course, available at Amazon, other places as well. Where's the best places? Amazon, where do you advise they go to get a copy of the book?
Amazon Books has been my most successful right now. I believe Barnes & Noble is still carrying it. I would like to get into another place that I cannot say right now, but we're still moving forward, always moving forward.
When you write a book and working on others, talk about it. Does that begin with just an idea and then you go back and you create the storyline, the characters, or does it start with some characters? In the case of Bumble, this is like, okay, this is a character that really needs to live on. How do you go about starting the book?
Well, basically I'm thinking about Bumble and he has to start his morning. So I'm going, it's a bright sunny morning. And I'm going, okay, what happens between sunrise and sunset? Okay. This is what's interesting. You can start the book. You always know what the ending is, but the middle gets a little dicey. You might change that 3 or 4 or 5 or 16 times. You just keep going with it, going with it, going with it, rereading it. Sometimes you have to put it down. Sometimes I get a writer's block where I don't do anything for about a month. And then sometimes it's like 6 hours a day that I work on it. You have to be in the mood to do it. I don't know if that makes sense, but you just do.
It makes perfect sense because
you can't force it.
Yes, so often people hit that writer's block and they just sit there. I'm not leaving this desk and computer until I finish four pages today.
You can't do that though, because you just have to like maybe do other things, and then pretty soon you'll be like, oh, okay.
Yes.
And then you're taking your pad and your paper and you're writing down ideas like crazy, and it just kind of comes to you. I don't know how to explain it.
You know, it's interesting. Let's conversely, what happens when these ideas just keep coming and you can't shut your mind off because you really want to keep going? You know, you don't want to stop now because you're on a roll. Do you get in the zone like that?
Yes. Let me just say, sometimes dinner's late because I'm busy.
So Mom and Bumble are tied up for a while. It's going to be another half hour or so before we get dinner tonight.
I'm very busy.
Certainly understand that. Deborah Klein, our guest on the program. The book is Bumble and the Spider. A couple minutes left in the program. This has really been fun, gone by so quickly. It's such a delightful book you've written. Anything you'd like to say about the book that we haven't covered, or words for aspiring writers or potential readers of the book?
I would tell writers to just, like I said, just go for it. Just have fun with it. You know, we all worry about, oh, my fear of failure or the criticism. It's like, well, so what? Maybe this one doesn't make it. Maybe the next one will. Just have fun with it. I think that's the most important thing. If you put your heart into something and you're having fun, most of the times it does turn out.
What books did you read as a child? I take it you read as a child, and books were, I'm guessing, an important part of your life.
Oh, my gosh. I learned the love of reading many years ago. I credit my teacher in grade school. We would get back from lunch. She would dim the lights. We'd lay our heads on our desks. And I remember her reading Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer. I guess that was a couple years ago, but I still love the classics, and I fell in love with reading. And I think it's very important that you have a good teacher, a good parent, good grandparent. Instill in children the love of reading.
And holding a book in their hands, I don't want to sound like an old guy that, like, okay, I really don't like a tablet, I want a book. But I think a book, passing it back and forth, picking it up, touching it, smelling it, is such an important part of setting the stage for reading, isn't it?
I love a hard copy. I mean, I've done other things, but I love a hard book, hard copy book.
Yes. And you can put it up and you can look at it and get it out whenever you want to. It's really the way to go. And this is a perfect Bumble and the Spider. That's a beautifully illustrated book that your children will love, your grandchildren will love. You'll enjoy reading it to them and maybe learning something along the way as well as you're reading or having the child explain the book to you. Bumble and the Spider by Deborah Klein. That's K-L-E-I-N. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Deborah, congratulations on the success of Bumble and the Spider. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you. It's been wonderful speaking with you. I appreciate everyone's support. Just starting out, so please, anyway, I hope you all have a blessed day. And it's going to be a great year. I just know it.
Things are going to turn around, and part of that is going to be reading will help us get through this. And Deborah's has done an excellent job with Bumble and the Spider. That's the name of the book. You'll find it at Amazon. A link directly to Deborah's Amazon page by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.